This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. ICE says voluntary COVID-19 testing is being offered to all detainees at a federal detention center in Aurora. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement says the testing will start Wednesday at the contractor-run facility, and only for those people who want to be tested. It comes after a coronavirus outbreak at the Aurora Detention Center in late May sickened 11 people in custody, as well as several staff members. Representative Jason Crow has asked ICE to stop transferring detainees there, but ICE says new detainees will instead be offered a COVID-19 test. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Colorado continues to see a large number of cannabis-involved traffic accidents since recreational pot became legal 6 years ago. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
In 2018, more than 13% of drivers involved in fatal crashes tested positive for cannabis, CDOT says. A two-year study found regular cannabis users considered driving under the influence to be less dangerous. It also found that many users are highly skeptical of policies about driving while high. Respondents said they're interested in learning things like how long to wait before driving, but they didn't like messages they perceived as overstating the dangers of driving high or stereotyping users. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
It's a mostly sunny day across Colorado, 75 degrees in Grand Junction, 57 for Vail, 69 degrees in Denver, where tonight it'll go down to around 50. This is CPR News.